Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. New Year's Day in the United States was marked by violence with an explosion of a cyber truck in Las Vegas and a U.S. Army veteran driving a pickup truck into a crowd of New Year's revelers in New Orleans, killing 15 people.
Mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he was inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill.
President Joe Biden called the attack in New Orleans despicable and a heinous act. Investigators found multiple improvised explosives, including two pipe bombs that were concealed within coolers and wired for remote detonation, according to a Louisiana State Police intelligence bulletin.
Additionally, we're tracking the explosion of a cyber truck outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. Law enforcement and the intelligence community are investigating this as well, including whether there's any possible connection with the attack in New Orleans.
Las Vegas Metropolitan Police and Clark County Fire Department officials said the driver died inside the vehicle and seven nearby were injured. At least 37 Palestinians are dead in Israeli airstrikes in Gaza on Thursday. In the deadliest attack, an airstrike killed at least 10 Palestinians in a tent encampment sheltering displaced families in the Al-Mawasi area. The Israeli military said it had conducted an intelligence-based strike in the area targeting Hamas. I woke up to the sound of the explosion. I called my three sleeping sons, but no one answered. They were martyred immediately, and their blood was stained where they were sleeping. Walid al-Bardawil lost three children in the overnight Israeli airstrike in Al-Mawasi. This is designated a humanitarian zone by the Israeli army, but there is no safe zone in the Gaza Strip. This is VOA News. Supporters of impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol faced off with police as he remained defiantly inside his residence, resisting arrest for a third day on Thursday after vowing in a message to fight authorities seeking to question him over his failed martial law bid. Yoon's statement came as the Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials prepares to execute a detainment warrant against him, issued by a Seoul court. The warrant was issued after Yoon evaded multiple requests to appear for questioning and blocked searches of his office, hindering an investigation into whether his power grab on December 3rd amounted to insurrection. South Korean police on Thursday raided the offices of Jeju Air and the operator of Muan International Airport as part of the probe into the fatal crash of a Boeing plane that killed 179 people. The flight was carrying 181 people from Thailand to South Korea on Sunday when it issued a mayday call and belly landed before slamming into a barrier, killing everyone aboard except two flight attendants pulled from the burning wreckage. Police told Agence France-Presse the search warrant was issued and Yonhap reported it was approved on charges of professional negligence resulting in death. South Korean and U.S. investigators, including from Boeing, have been combing the crash site since the disaster to establish a cause, with both black boxes found and decoding work ongoing. A dozen people are dead in Montenegro after a gunman went on a shooting rampage on Wednesday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A gunman who fatally shot at least 12 people, including two children, has killed himself while surrounded by police, Montenegro officials say. Vanya Popovic, cousin of one person killed and cousin of another injured, says, "The son of my aunt is among the dead. The children that were killed are also of my aunt's brother. We're all shocked." The shooter was identified by officials as 45-year-old Achim Martinovic. Authorities say he had killed the owner of the bar in the city, the bar owner's children, and his own family members. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Russian Defense Ministry said on Thursday that over the last 24 hours, it had targeted energy facilities, military airfields, and Ukrainian military personnel across multiple locations. The ministry also reported that Russian troops had downed a Ukrainian Su-27 fighter jet, 97 drones, and 6 U.S.-supplied missiles overnight. On Thursday, a court in southeastern Bangladesh rejected a plea for bail by Krishna Das Prabhu, a jailed Hindu leader charged with sedition who led large rallies in the Muslim-majority country demanding better security for minority groups. Hindu groups say there have been thousands of attacks against Hindus since early August when the secular government of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina was overthrown. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.